This piece is called Brain Snails. This is my beta test of all the techniques and color choices and color usage and color management that I had come up with along the way as I was trying to get to what I call plus ultra. This is a great example of depth, color work, and frame breaking with various objects, all to get that wow impression that I was going for, that I think is one of the things that we like in nature when we see a field of bright flowers set against green falling into the distance, or the reason why sunsets, even though we've seen them 100 times, still always make a deep impact when there's a few clouds to turn colors. It's called brain snails because I have down in the bottom right a large eyeball which the snails are crawling across. So the idea here is that the snails are representing in a way creativity crawling through your brain, and the way it kind of sticks in your mind and won't go away until you do something about it. I'm told snails are much that way with crops. They tend to stick around unless you do something about it. If you look really close, you can also find another creature, but I will let you look for that. The main focus of this painting is the main light source off in the distance over the horizon of the cylindrical stacked objects on the upper right, and the eyeball in the very close foreground, and then the technicolor transitioning through the spectrum from one color to the next with an opposing spectrum running in the other direction. So where yellow runs into orange, runs into red, runs into purple, on the opposite side you have yellow going to blue, going to green, going to purple, running in opposing directions, which is what gives the push and pull and tension in this particular painting. The eye in this painting has meaning in that you're observing it, it's observing you, and the eye is what facilitates the point of visual art in the first place. But for those organs, what would be the point? With the way we interact interpersonally between people, the eyes play a big role in that. You know, if someone won't meet your eyes when they talk to you, it gives you a funny feeling. If somebody looks at you too intently, it gives you a different feeling. It could be good or it could be bad. But the eye plays a huge role in our nonverbal communication. The reason why you may have seen eyes, irises, eyeballs featured in several of my older works and up to this point, probably I have a fascination with how the cornea looks when you're very close up to it, because it's both a clear lens that folds outward, but then the colored cornea actually folds inward as a cupping. So you have sort of a double dome effect, like two clear dish plates laid against each other. That look, whenever you're very close to it, almost makes the black part of your iris look infinitely deep, though it just stops right there. But it makes it look like a glass dome over a crater of technicolor vines leading to an impossibly deep pit. And something about those images, when I would see them, led me to want to find ways to interpret it. And originally I was trying to reproduce it, though that's really hard. So I have done some other things with it, but they used to feature pretty prominently. They do less so now. But I think I was still hunting for an idea or a theme or a story. It seems like